Renly's battles were already coming apart as the rumors spread from mouth to mouth. The night fires had burned low, and as the east began to lighten, the immense mass of Storm's End emerged like a dream of stone, while wisps of pale mist raced across the field, flying from the sun on wings of wind. Morning ghosts, she'd heard old Nan call them once, spirits returning to their graves. And Renly, one of them now, gone like his brother Robert, like her own dear Ned.
"I never held him but as he died," Brian said quietly as they walked through the spreading chaos. Her voice sounded as if she might break at any instant. "He was laughing one moment, and suddenly the blood was everywhere. My lady, I do not understand. Did you see? Did you—"
"I saw a shadow. I thought it was Renly's shadow at first, but it was his brother's.
Lord Stannis, I felt him. It makes no sense, I know."
It made sense enough for Brienne.
"I will kill him,"
the tall, homely girl declared.
"With my lord's own sword, I will kill him. I swear it. I swear it. I swear it."
Hal Mullen and the rest of her escort were waiting with the horses. Sir Wendell Manderley was all of a lather to know what was happening.
"My lady, the camp has gone mad," he blurted when he saw them. "Lord Renly is here."
He stopped suddenly, staring at Brienne and the blood that drenched her.